Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
US President Donald Trump has been discussing a range of options to acquire Greenland, including use of the military, the White House has said. The White House told BBC that acquiring Greenland, a semi-autonomous region of fellow NATO member Denmark, was a national security priority. And earlier on the programme, we spoke to Hans-Peter Mikkelsen, an analyst with 41 years of experience with the Royal Danish Air Force. Here's what he had to say.
This is unheard of and unprecedented. Another NATO ally threatening the integrity of another NATO ally, that's never heard of. So it's, of course, it's all over the news in Denmark, and everybody's talking about what is happening. And so the situation is, sometimes you think this is rather absurd, what is going on right now. We cannot defend against the U.S. and the forces that are there. The U.S. could by themselves easily build up their military posture in and around Greenland. They just need a short meeting with the Danish authorities. So they have more or less all the cards without taking over the control of Greenland. So I hope this can be settled within the framework of NATO.
And supposing it can't, supposing the US plow ahead and strong arm tactics are deployed in some manner or form, and they do attempt to take over Greenland, is that the end for NATO? One NATO ally seizing territory from another NATO ally? Do you think that, as someone who's spent 40 years in defence, do you think that spells the end for NATO?
Yes. At least US and NATO, because NATO was built to work together against foreign enemies or countries. And if you start fighting each other within, then it would definitely be the end of NATO.
And we are rejoined now by Sean Bell, former fighter pilot, military analyst and co-host of the Red Matrix podcast. Thank you very much for getting back to us, Sean. That last question I asked you, Hans-Peter Mikkelsen saying that he thought that potentially should this all unfold and the US attempt to seize Greenland, that would be the end for NATO.
NATO, many would argue that actually it was formed 80 years ago, end of World War II, very different set of circumstances. And there's a number of structures like NATO, United Nations, International Criminal Court, that frankly have looked more and more fragile. You only have to look earlier on this week, United Nations Security Council, Russia admonishing America, yet they're doing exactly the same thing. And I do wonder whether actually this is the NATO is beyond its sell-by date. If you were to invent a security apparatus today, it wouldn't look like NATO. It's pretty clear Trump isn't a fan of it anyway. And I do think you've seen several different evidence of that now. The coalition, the willing meeting yesterday, I think they were more worried about keeping America on side than actually focusing on Ukraine. Because if NATO crumbles, there are profound implications for Western security.
And what are those implications? Because you said it's maybe past their sell-by date. So if you were inventing a security, arrangement today, what would that look like?
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight, with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side.
Simplifying your wellness with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Kachava, KACHAVA.com, and use code NEWS.
Well, you have to, first of all, look, the big dog in the room, obviously America, seems to have changed its national security strategy to be a regional one. Western sphere of influence dominated by America, Eastern by China, and therefore you've got this central body that Russia and Europe sort of fighting. Then the trouble is Europe isn't the United States of Europe, is it? It's a bunch of individual countries. So I think you'd end up having to form something that was European-based and have some sort of way, because collectively we're much stronger than we are individually. The challenge, of course, is where does that leave the United Kingdom? We're outside the European Union now. We've gone from being a couple hundred years ago a global superpower. Suddenly we look like a tiny island nation and incredibly vulnerable, because it wasn't that long ago, Kira, that 195 nations in the world were respected, whether you're big or small, for your sovereignty. Now, President Trump is turning around and saying, if you've got power, if you've got strength, you are dominant.
Yeah.
And that's the survival of the fittest in the jungle. That's a very different world.
The era of respect for sovereignty appears to be going out the window. We did speak to Patrick Bury earlier on the show, Sean, and he said something very interesting. He said he thought that the Ukraine situation and the Greenland situation were linked. He said he thought Steve Witkoff on the plinth yesterday, looking putatively supportive of European concerns around Ukraine, that there was something in that, that it was transactional, is what he said. He said that they are basically saying, we'll support you on Ukraine, but we want something in return for that. And the something that we want is Greenland. Do you see that as potentially what's going on here?
I'm not sure I'd see it quite through that lens. But if you believe that President Trump is much more, his America First campaign, which we originally thought was isolationism, I don't think it is that now. He wants to dominate Greenland, Cuba, Venezuela. There's a lot of areas around there. And if he's never been a fan of NATO, things like the Ukraine conflict are a really good way of America stepping back. They've actually, you know, withdrawn nearly all of their military aid for Ukraine and getting Europe to step up. And if you were in Trump's shoes, I'm not supporting it. I'm simply saying that when he came back into power, still there were only a third of NATO members were paying their way. And that was incredibly frustrating, because he looks and says, look, Russia is on the European continent. It's a European problem. You need to step up and start to address it. So in some respects, I think President Trump is using the situation between Russia and Ukraine as a way of a wake-up call to Europe and allow him to focus on national interest back in the other side of the Atlantic.
Okay. Lastly, maybe, what are the options here, as you see it, Sean, for Denmark and Greenland? Should it be that the US follow through and use military action? Should it be that they disregard former allies and their views on this? What are Denmark's options here?
Well, that is a great question, isn't it? I mean, we can come out with all the diplomatic answers, but the harsh reality is that Denmark is not a particularly big country. There are only, 57,000 people living in Greenland. It's a massive continent. And already Russians, Chinese are sort of moving around there. I don't think America will be happy simply doing a deal around putting more bases onto Greenland. And therefore, I think the hard question is, do the Greenlanders who want to decide their own destiny, do they get bought out? You know, does America simply walk in and go, right, we'll give you £100,000 each person and buy effectively their way in? If they take military action, I think that's going to be a very, very difficult one for President Trump to recover, particularly since he wanted to be remembered as the president who was the peacemaker. Well, that would end up spiraling the world into a very different sort of military security environment. I think it's looking very difficult. I mean, I hope that there's some sort of deal done. But frankly, my heart is sinking at the moment, because this feels like a brave new world. It's not about Greenland. It's not about Ukraine. Yeah. It's about a brand new security environment.
And very interesting if they do offer money to the Greenlanders, because that might put a wedge between them and Denmark. But thank you for that very insightful analysis. That is Sean Bell there, former fighter pilot, military analyst and co-host of the Red Matrix podcast.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.